Kosana.
Indeed. Let me bring in the executive mayor. That's Councillor Nhlakanipho Zuma of Govan and Mpeki, who joined us in conversation. Executive mayor, good evening.
Good evening, Nosa, and good evening to the listeners.
Executive mayor, let's look into the issue of electricity. I know that some of the residents, you know, particularly in Bethal, Zinoni area, have been calling in, sending texts, and saying they don't have electricity. But it seems to me that the municipality has been trying to address some of the problems there. Maybe talk us through around the plans to address the electricity challenges within the entire organization, being the municipality.
No, thank you very much, Musa. And look, Govan and Mpeki has historically been synonymous with the electricity crisis, where our communities were receiving electricity supply for to an average of about 12 hours a day. We have introduced interventions to change the situation and turn it around, where we will therefore bring the situation to normal, where people will receive electricity for 24 hours. And I must say that somehow our interventions have worked, and people are receiving electricity at an average of about 24 hours now a day. Yes, we do have certain areas that will still have challenges on the basis of high consumption, since those areas would not have been reached by our intervention at this particular point, which that kind of an intervention would be the introduction of smart meters, so that we are able to control the volume in terms of consumption by our consumers.
Yeah. Executive Mayor, I've noted there's been concerns largely from the municipality around losing electricity due to being sold illegally or losing the revenue that you ought to be generating through the illegal selling of electricity. In areas such as, you know, the municipality and areas such as Mbale and some of these areas where some of these issues have been flagged. Give us an estimation of how much is the municipality losing when it comes to electricity that is sold illegally, but also what sort of steps are you then as an entity taking against those persons?
Look, it's a nationwide crisis that has been faced by different municipalities, including our state institution, which is ESCOM. That you would have post vendors, those who then find themselves having access to the code, they call it SG code, that allows you to then be able to link up with a meter and be able to generate tokens. So we did have that particular problem as governing big municipality, and we were losing at an average of about 70% of electricity that we were getting from ESCOM. And that is what led to the massive debt that we ended up with ESCOM. But we've since intervened through improving our network and also changing the SG codes with different smart meters or meters that we have, and furthermore introducing the smart meter program that up to so far we have managed to install a total of 37,000 plus smart meters in the past 2 financial years. So that particular intervention has managed to reduce the losses from an average of 70% to somewhere around 36 to 38% losses, and we are still continuing with the intervention as we speak.
Yeah. Let's go to the 40 megavolt Empress that has since been upgraded in Mzinoni, in Bethal primarily. I've noted that the upgrading of the Mzinoni substation to the 40 MVA is viewed as a solution. What is the progress thus far, and when will it then be realized into operation?
Firstly, I think that earlier on you spoke about the complaints that you would normally receive from Bethal and Zinoni about the issue of them not having electricity, which is something that we have managed to solve because the consumption was too high to an extent that it was beyond what was available through the notified maximum demand that was given to us as a municipality by Eskom, which is sitting at somewhere around 26.6 MVA. And therefore, we had to come up with means because we were being told that the reason that we are above it because our townships are growing, our town is growing, therefore we need to expand. We took an initiative that we built a brand new 40 MVA substation, while at the same time we do the interventions that I spoke about earlier on. The good part that we can report is that the interventions managed to reduce the demand to below the available supply, but at the same time, the 40 MVA that we are currently busy with is going to assist all the new township establishments that are going to be coming up, including Extension 11, which is currently hosting somewhere around 1,000 plus households, together with other extensions that have not been electrified.
So how many in total is it, Mayor, are households or residents within that area of Mzinoni would be benefiting from the substation?
Look, a 40 MVA substation, when managed properly and we do not have illegal connections that are consuming from that substation, should be around, should be able to cater for over 20,000 households. But for now, on the available households that require electrification, we do have less than 20,000 that are in need of that kind of electricity. So we're sitting somewhere around 11,000, if I'm not mistaken, based on our study. So yes, we are going to electrify everybody. And the project is meant to conclude in 2027, but we are a bit ahead, so it will conclude in 2026. And we believe that as it concludes, it will conclude together with the rest of the bulk infrastructure that we are putting, we're going to be putting up towards the same community, because the same community does not have bulk sewer and bulk water. They are using communal taps, so we are going to be intervening to that particular space.
Without a doubt, I really appreciate your frank responses and some of the plans you have for the municipality in largely electrifying the whole of Goben. Thank you so much for making time. As always,
thank you very much.
Executive Mayor of Goben Peki Local Municipality, Nhlakanipho Zuma, giving us a sense of 411 how they are overcoming the electricity challenges within the municipality.